know, you gotta take it one day at a time. And, you know, I think Lamar's done a really good job this camp, and really this offseason, too. He's gotten himself into really good shape, and he's been practicing well. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. You just have to focus when you're in that position. You know, every team has young guys that have to fill in and step up and play for you. And you just, when you're in that position, you have to focus on daily improvement and getting better, a little bit better every day, and try and not, you know, make the same mistakes a couple days in a row. You know, when you make them, everybody's going to make them. You have to correct them. And so, you know, we'll work really hard on that. We've got, you know, 4 games to get out there and get gelled together on the offensive line. And I think our veteran guys, Justin Blaylock, Sam Baker, Garrett Reynolds, those guys will do a really good job of bringing those young guys along.
You finally get to a game. You finally get there. It's all that work. And then you only play 1 series, 2 series. Is that going to be hard to kind of sit out and watch? You're finally there.
Yeah, you know, you want to play. Everybody's kind of itching to play. But, you know, as a veteran, you also know, you know, what's in front of you and the process that is in front of you. So, you know, we really respect what Smitty does, and he takes care of us and, you know, has the number one goal of getting everybody to the opener healthy, and we try and do that. So, you know, you want to play, but that's part of the deal.
Matt, what is your focus for the first preseason game?
I think it's to go out there and execute well. Try not to have many mental mistakes as a unit in the time that we're in there. We try and communicate well at the line of scrimmage, and then also try and, you know, go out there and make some plays and score. I mean, that's what it boils down to. You want to score every time you have it. But, you know, I think first and foremost, it's got to be execution. We have to go out there and limit the mental mistakes.
You're so much in the moment kind of guy, but you look around at this offense and say, we really have a chance to do something special with this group.
Yeah, you know, I felt that way. The last 2 years, 3 years. I mean, we've had really talented guys around here, and you know, so you have that mindset, we can do something special. But there's, you know, just because the guys that you have, there's no guarantee that you're going to go out there and do that. And I think if you get caught up in worrying about those things, it takes away from, you know, what you need to be doing. And I think that's what's so great about the guys that we have around us, is that everybody's focused on, you know, trying to be our best today. And if we do that, we feel like we really can do something special.
That kind of segues into the Steven Jackson thing, the guys who are special. And what have you seen that he is going to add to this mix?
I think he's a great player. And I think anytime you add a great player to your team, you get better. And, you know, I think specific skill set, I think he catches the ball really, really well out of the backfield. I mean, you guys have seen he's a monster. He's a big guy, and I think he's comfortable running the ball in a one back set, which is good for kind of the personnel that we have. And you know, I think he's going to be a great fit to what we do.
Can you talk about the first responders that were here today and what an honor it was to have them
here? Yeah, it's always the real heroes, you know, out here today, and they're watching us do our thing. But, you know, these are the people that everybody depends on, and so you know, to have a chance to say hello and see them and to tell them that we're thankful for what they've done is special.